All right, welcome to Pacific Beer Chat. This might be the quietest episode ever because it's right now just me, Carnell from Brewart Inlet. And this episode, we want to take a look at VCBW. So what is VCBW, aside from an acronym, four letters? Vancouver Craft Beer Week. It's Vancouver Craft Beer Week's 10th anniversary. So it's 10 years they've been going at one of the, in reality, the most successful festivals going on in Vancouver. Vancouver Craft Beer Week, what is it? I mean, it started quite small. So yeah, Vancouver Beer Week started quite small, just 15 breweries and maybe 100 people. It's definitely grown since then to a full week affair with lots of different moving pieces and really something for everyone. And I mean, I know that sounds like paying, lip service to listeners, but I'm not. There's a lot of cool events, which I've been lucky enough to try out over the years. I'm really happy to do it. So before we get into it, I just want to say I'm drinking right now and I'm really enjoying the Murder City, which is a Norwegian farmhouse session ale, dry hopped with Citra and Motueka. And that's coming from Daggerad and Burnaby, who are going to come up again later in this podcast. And it's a collaboration with Two Crows. The current brewer of Two Crows, and I think it might even be an owner, actually has a lot of history in Vancouver. So it's cool to see two brewers come together who have a shared history in our metro area, if you will. All right, so as I was saying, there are tons of events going on in the city. In fact, I've just been going through them, and although I knew quite a few before I take a look at the list, I'm kind of shocked at just the breadth of different things you can do that are pretty cool in Vancouver. So I planned really to go through and talk about each one, but there's going to be no time. And you should really check out the Vancouver Craft Beer Week website, which is vancouvercraftbeerweek.com/events. But some of the highlights are definitely the Strange and Fancy Fair at the Poorhouse. It's going to be the Poorhouse and Strange Fellows are teaming up. And they have a lot of very cool Flights of Strange Fellows going on with specific beer pairings created by their chef. The Strange Fellows, again, they've got a happy hour going on, which kind of blew my mind because you don't often hear breweries having a happy hour. So from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday or May 31st through June 9th, all draft is $3.50. That's kind of insane. The McKenzie Room has a very cool beer pairing dinner that they're doing all week. So it looks like it's $150 or $100 for a table of two plus $25 per guest for the beer pairing, which sounds like an awesome way to just drop in on a beer pairing dinner, which is not something you can usually drop in on. There's the Best of BC Championship Sommelier versus Cicerone with Poopal Pine versus Diane Super Som Fisher. Paul is an old friend of the podcast, so I'm sure that'd be cool down to sit down, have a few drinks, and watch them do their thing. Beyond that, there is the 10-year reunion at the Alibi Room for Hopapalooza. It's their 13th birthday, their 1,000th beer list. Alibi Room is arguably the top beer bar in Vancouver, and you know what, I'm just going to come out and say it, it's my favorite beer bar in Vancouver, so I don't think you'll be sold short by any means by Hopapalooza. There's the American Pub down on Commercial, I believe, is putting on a Simpsons trivia. Not the new stuff, the classic stuff, which is pretty rad because who watches the new stuff, right? There's beer trivia down at Lupolo on Tuesday, June 4th, which I think I might try and make it out for. That sounds right up my alley. There's a sour beer session with Ian Hill and Little Red One pre-release party at Strange Fellows. Again, they are putting on a show, it seems. They got a lot of cool things that I'd love to check out. Out in the valley, you have the 6x6 Langley VCBW Cast Festival. $24, not bad. That's at the Dead Frog Brewery. Five Roads, Swimmer's Folly, Dead Frog, Old Abbey Ales, Old Yale, Trading Post. A lot of old breweries, right? Old Yale, Old Abbey, and Dead Frog. Nobody's here to laugh at my jokes. All right. Moving on, you got the Beers and Burlesque at the Cascade Room. That's a pairing that I think a lot of people could get behind. Forbidden Fruit at Devil's Elbow is one of the all-time most well-known events at the VCBW. And if you're into fruit and beer, something you should definitely get into. And then Twin Sales on Port Moody has the Big Shucker event. All right, beyond the event, VCBW is also known for putting on a beer every year in collaboration with not one, but quite a few breweries. This year's no different, but it's 10 years, and it's sort of time for reflection, you might say. So VCBW 10th Anniversary Ale is made by Four Winds in collaboration with Daggerhead and Powell Street. And, you know, I kind of get the feeling that 10 years into VCBW, you might look at that as 10 years of, you know, a burgeoning craft beer industry. So what beer do you produce? 10 years ago, there wasn't much wild beer. When I say wild, I mean different. There was pale ales, there was IPAs, there was English pale ales. And honestly, a Saison was kind of wild. So we've gone back to a Saison this year. And I say we, but I mean they. It's a Saison, and it's made with Sac Trois yeast. So it's kind of like the new and the old. And it's, to me, it's sort of reminiscent of a reflective beer, right? Taking a look at the last 10 years. So I'm super stoked to try this beer. Haven't had a chance to try it at this time. But it's brewed with a tangy Sac Trois yeast to accentuate the tropical citrus and stone fruit flavors derived from Sabro and Enigma hops, creating a refreshing and fruit-forward beer. Long story short, I'm sure it's going to taste delicious. And from the pictures I've seen, it's just got a beautiful color on it. So I can't wait to give this one a try. But it sounds like a pretty sick beer. So I would get on that pretty quick. But at its core, this episode is all about giving you some tips and tricks for the festival, which is the big daddy of them all. It's what this sort of this beer week was built around. And it's grown to a place where you simply cannot see it all in one day. So I've been able to go to this event over the last several years, and I picked up some things that I think I'd love to pass on to those of you who are new, or maybe those of you who aren't new, but just want to get the most out of your festival. I got some tips for you. Number one, you want to get there quickly. You want to get there early in the morning, and you want to be there to do all the things you can do without trying to cram it in, because a big part of this festival is seeing all these people that you know. From your time at breweries or your time standing in lines for releases or people you haven't had a chance to see in a while and you get to hang out with. It's a great opportunity just to socialize. And that's a pretty rad thing, is to get the opportunity to socialize with your friends that you may not get to see often. And trust me, you will see them. The other thing you need to take time to do is listen to a band. There is quite a few bands available to see at the festival. Lots of options. I'm going to be there on Saturday, and I'm really excited to see the Carnival Band. I won't tell you too much about them if you haven't been before, but rest assured, it's a freaking experience. And you likely won't see them on a stage. You will likely be damn sure when you have seen them, though. Again, it's the Carnival Band, and that's probably all you need to know, because you'll know it when you see it. It's something else. Beyond that, beer, right? I mean, this is a beer festival. What beers do you need to try? Well, I've taken a look at the breweries that are coming, and I definitely have some opinions on the breweries that you need to make sure you try. And I'm going to do this, obviously, from a Vancouverite perspective, because that is where I am from. But you got to make sure that you're going to Backcountry Brewing. These guys have been killing it pretty much since inception. I'm a big fan of their hazies. I think that's exactly where you got to go. You want to make sure that you're trying a hazy beer from Backcountry when you're at the festival. You should also make sure you try beers on the North Shore. Beer spelled B-E-E-R-E Brewing. They've also been killing it right out of the gate with their gate with their hazy beers. And I would make sure you give those guys a try. Moving on, we got Collective Arts out of Hamilton. Their stuff has been moving further and further west. And they've got some really delicious beers I would try and seek out as well. Beyond that, I've got a couple other favorites I'm just trying to make sure I fit in here. We got Jolly Pumpkin coming from the States. I've actually never had them before. I've just heard good things, and I'm really excited for the opportunity to try them. House of Funk Brewing, which only opened recently. House of Funk is known for doing funky beers. It's in their name, right? They got to do it. All expectations are high, as everybody who I've heard who's been able to stop by in the last couple days or so since they've opened has just been blown away. So great opportunity to try them soon as possible. Other highlights have to be Silver Valley, who we recently partnered with, Pacific Beer Chat, to create our Black Seas Collide Goza, Sushi Goza. So I don't know if they'll have that, but if they do, you should definitely try it. It's delicious. Beyond the ones I've just mentioned, there's always something new, something out there. Listen to people at the festival, right? You'll often hear that there's something that's been released that's pretty cool. So make sure you keep your ears to the ground and see what's available. Because there's probably going to be something that you might not usually have a chance to try that you get a chance to try at this festival. But you shouldn't just be drinking, right? There's actually incredible food through the food trucks at the festival. And I've got to just recommend, and I almost feel bad about this. I almost shouldn't do this because I don't feel like waiting in line. But the Down Low Chicken Shack will be there. And they make perhaps my favorite chicken sandwich of all time. So I strongly recommend making sure you get to the Down Low Chicken Shack. So there you have it. Drink beer. Get there early so you can hang out with cool people. Make sure you see a band. Drink beers from places you wouldn't normally get to drink. Make sure you eat food because there's some pretty insanely good food. Pace yourself so you can enjoy the full day. Drink water. You never want to be the silly guy passed out on the ground. And enjoy yourself because it's going to be a good time. P.S. Additional tips. It'll probably be a super hot day. Layer up. You don't want to get burnt. You don't want to get heat stroke. I like to wear a flannel and a t-shirt. Take the flannel off. You got like a thing that can cover your waist or you can sit on. It's a great idea. Also bring sunscreen, hat, sunglasses. Those things are key. Anyways, oh, and bring bus fare. It's way easier to get home that way. But enjoy yourselves at the festival. Hope to see a lot of people there. Please say hi. And that is Carnell from Brewart Inlet Pacific Beer Chat out.
Yes. Thank you to Indie Beer Show. Woo. And Liz from Hot Bower.
Liz rules.
And Steve, one of our hosts. Thank you very much. If you want to support us on Patreon, go to patreon.com/Pacific Beer Chat. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for tuning in to Pacific Beer Chat. We can be found on all podcast apps as well as at pacificbeerchat.com. If you find a podcast app we are missing on, let us know and we'll endeavor to fix that. Leave us a review on iTunes as it helps expose more people to the show. You can email us at feedback@pacificbeerchat.com. We can be found on all major social media apps at Pacific Beer Chat. Logo design was by Tim, the craft beer tourist. Audio editing done by Cam, known as Cam on Tap on Twitter. To play us out, here is a clip of the song Lothian by the band Conundrum, performed by Kevin Ems. Find them at conundrum-music.bandcamp.com. The song that plays us out is part of our intro.